Here we are, it's Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for Warhorse, based on the beloved novel by Michael Morpego. Now, following 8 record-breaking years in London's West End and having played in 11 countries around the world to over 7 million people, the National Theatre's acclaimed and multi-award-winning play, Warhorse, is now touring the UK. Now, it's part of the 10th anniversary tour and it's been adapted by Nick Stafford, and it trotted triumphantly into the New Victoria Theatre in Woking. And it will be running there from the 1st of August until the 18th of August. So be sure to gallop apace to see this truly great and innovative and inspiring production. Now, some of you may have marvelled at the 2011 movie made by Steven Spielberg, which obviously benefited from the medium of film and the use of locations. But what makes this stage production all the more stunning and miraculous is how the set, the lighting, the puppetry, the sound so vividly brings to life the environment, from the idyllic rural life to war-torn territory. Now, so much credit goes to the South African-based Handspring Puppet Company, who through their skill bring to life a full-scale, life-size, galloping, charging horse, well, horses in fact, to the stage, and they have flanks, hides and sinews. Now, these are built of steel, leather and cables, and with the genuinely brilliant, supreme skills of the puppeteers, they are fully brought to life, truly living and breathing. The puppet and the puppeteers really become one, operating heart, hind and head. And they really do put their heart and soul into a horse that has a spirit and is a hero, a complete hero of the horse world, using his head and his heart to completely triumph. Now, you completely fall in love with the young foal as the unnamed, as yet, thoroughbred Joey, as he finds his feet. And the transformation from foal to full-size formidable thoroughbred was truly fantastic, brilliantly choreographed and utterly breathtaking. Now, many will know the story from Steven Spielberg's film. The plot sees the outbreak of World War I. Joey, young Albert's beloved horse, is sold to the cavalry and shipped to France. Now, he's soon caught up in enemy fire and fate takes him on an extraordinary journey. And, of course, he finds himself in no man's land, as does Albert. Of course, Albert remains on his parents' farm in Devon to start with, but he can't forget Joey. So he's not old enough to enlist, but he embarks on a treacherous mission to find him and bring him home. Now, Warhorse really is a completely unforgettable, theatrical, equine experience. It will take you on an extraordinary journey from the fields of rural Devon to the trenches of the First World War in France. Now, the show definitely puts you and the stars, the horse Joey and his owner Albert Narricot, played with real empathy and heart by Thomas Dennis, through their paces. There's no horsing around here, as you will see a harrowing portrayal of what horses and humans had to endure in wartime conditions. Now, all in all, in all stories, during the hard times, there always comes humour, which you'll be glad to know. There is light relief. Even in the animals, they can amuse. Now, along with the exemplary puppeteers for the thoroughbred Joey and Topthorn, there are some real scene stealers in the form of the goose, who's up for a bit of a gander, always on the lookout, finding out, seeing what he's not going to miss out on any of the action, even if he doesn't see active service. And of course, the carrion crows bring home the horror of war, and that there were always those looking to pick up on the remains and are opportunists. Now, the puppeteers bring so much character to the horse, from the blowouts, releasing that tension and those nerves, to the recovery breaths in the spirited horse Joey, and of course the majesty and regal quality of the sinewy stallion Topthorn, Joey's rival turned collaborator. Now, Joey has to face extreme war situations, pulling cannon. Having been ploughing the fields in Devon, he's now pulling the cannon. He's been sold by farmhands and forced to change allegiance as he gets sold to the Germans. Q, a character who for me was a real standout in terms of performance. Very empathetic performance. Peter Becker played Friedrich Müller, as a German who's almost a deserter, but he definitely sees the futility of war, cares very much for Joey and also a French girl. Now, we follow Joey from countryside to marketplace to cavalry, and the transitions are fantastic, each scene flowing one from another. We go on a journey where Joey is ploughing those fields until his life changes and he's pulling the cannons in the fields of war. Now, Marianne Elliott and Tom Morris do a phenomenal job, as do the cast, at bringing to life this vivid depiction of rural life in Devon to the atrocities of war. It's simple yet subtle, and the results are deeply moving, and effects range from a white, simple backcloth depicting clouds complete with screaming swifts to the fields of Devon farmlands to the fields of Flanders, with devastating effects when we're transported to the 5th of August 1914. Depicted by the gathering storm clouds on the backcloth, it tells its own story, of course, along with the actors. Now, this production and portrayal is powerfully moving and imaginative, and it's got very atmospheric music. I love that rousing atmospheric music, and the use of folk songs were powerfully performed by all the ensemble. And right from the start, we have the storyteller, the song man, as he's called, with his singing and his accordion. And he sings out the story as it unfolds. It's a wonderful device for moving on the scenes as well and heralding the change of seasons and the changing times. Played wonderfully with a fruity, rich voice of Bob Fox. Now, the battle scenes on the front line from the Honest Tommy's perspective leaves audiences enraptured. You could hear a pin drop. People were so involved with all the soldiers' lives and the lives of the horses, of course. And when the lives of the officers are taken, it really is incredibly heartbreaking. Very excellent choreography, very slick, very smooth, and left you in awe of the ingenuity of this production and the devastation that war brings to you right in an instant. Now, there may only be a handful of actors on stage, but the skill of their movement, coupled with stunning sound and lighting effects, brings us the full horror of war. For me, there are so many moving moments, and another standout scene comes between Private Narricot and an honest and simple Tommy, a private. There's a real frankness that brings out the humour, of course, amidst the horrors. Now, much credit goes to the whole cast and directors and movement and choreography. Toby Sedgwick does a great job, and Paul Constable for lighting. Now, there are many horses that we know in literature. Champion the Wonder Horse, but really, Joey is a Wonder Horse, and he's a real champion. He's a star of the show that reigns supreme, little play on words, of course, and the main character. He really is a miracle to behold. You must gallop apace to see this multi-award-winning production. It really is truly stunning from start to finish. Now, the show runs from the 1st of August until the 18th of August, and it's at the New Victoria Theatre, so do be sure to book for that. It's www.atgtickets.com/venues/new-Victoria-Theatre. And that was Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for Warhorse at the New Victoria Theatre in Woking.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.